Well, hello and good morning, good afternoon or good evening. I suppose it really depends on when you're listening to this. You could be listening to this as part of your miracle morning routine, or you might be listening to this on the way somewhere exciting to an opportunity meeting, dropping the kids at school, or just a way for a Costa Coffee drive-through, or wherever that might be. Or you could be listening to me in the evening. It doesn't matter when it is. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am sure you already know me because you have signed up for the Arbonne Mastermind that I am doing. I'm holding for you on the 25th of February, and I am super excited. So I'm sure you already know that I'm a Sman because you probably saw me in the little videos or me talking about this event. We may have already worked together in the past, whether that was in a workshop or as part of an online Q&A session that I've done for a number of groups within Arbonne, or this might be your first time. I am super excited to either welcome you back or to introduce myself for the first time when we actually get to meet each other on the 25th of February. This is your second bonus that you get to wrap your ears around before we even get to dive in and work together at the Mastermind Day. So I hope you've already taken the chance to either listen to the replay if you weren't able to be on the Q&A bonus call that I did, or if you were there, I'm sure you got some great value by asking your questions. We went on and on for longer than expected, but we dived into so many great questions, so you might want to listen to that replay a couple of times as well. So I'm here, I'm really excited. You might tell I'm a bit excited overly and pretty energetic as well. I've had a fizz stick, a pomegranate one, so that's why you might see me buzzing slightly. And the whole purpose of this, as I say, is just to allow you the opportunity before we meet to really make the most of your day, your week, your month, and your year. So this bonus audio training, I am sure you'll listen to a number of times. This might be the audio training that you can access, and whenever you need that little kick or that big kick, you can plug back into this, and that'll just help make sure that you are setting yourself up for success in this year. Obviously, some of the things I'm going to share with you today, we're going to dive into in much more detail when we're together. And we've got so much planned together for the Mastermind Day that, you know, if I was to share everything with you, we'd probably need a week or a month. So there'll be things that I'll cover in this audio that we won't have the chance to cover, but you'll also hear me dive into some of it again. So are you ready? So whether you've got pen and paper or you're going to take notes after you've safely come off the treadmill or stop driving, the key thing I'd say is whenever you're listening to anything like this, don't just listen passively. Really be active, ask yourself questions. Even if you're talking out loud, yes, you might sound or seem a bit mad, but that's okay. But, you know, always ask yourself questions like, okay, well, this man's just said that, how does that apply to me? And what am I going to do with this? And that's when even I listen to a lot of audios as well in the car, lots of podcasts, audiobooks. Whenever I stop the car, one of my key things I do is I quickly fire open my phone and I then think about, well, what's the key actions and the things I'm going to do as a result. And that then means that actually I'm getting so much more from that. So I'd invite you to do something similar from this audio so that you're not just listening to it, you're then going to take action, because action is really key. So what are we going to talk about? Well, really, it is about making the most of your year. So it doesn't matter if you're listening to this and it's the start of the year, or you're re-listening halfway through the year or whatever point of the year. It's all about just making sure that we help you to really take control of yourself and your business. So I'm going to basically share 7 key top tips when it comes to setting yourself up for success, particularly around goal setting. So some do's and don'ts. I say 7, but you know me, or you don't know me yet, maybe, but I'll probably give you an extra couple of bonuses there as well. So 7 minimum, but we'll see how we get on. And I'm going to keep it as short and snappy as I possibly can, just to allow you to plug in and really kind of maximize the time that we've got together. So the first one is all about making sure you have got your foundations rock solid. And this is something that we're going to spend time on during the Mastermind. So this is just me whetting your appetite or giving you a bit of a reminder. Whenever I'm working with any of my one-to-one coaching clients, I work and coach and mentor, or the coaching clients I have as part of my online group, I'm always pushing them and pushing them out of the comfort zone and really thinking about, do they have their foundations rock solid? Well, what do I mean by that? Well, I use what I call the rapid transformation formula, and there's three elements. You need to have the right design, the right mindset, and the right strategies. And you will get something specifically that I'm busy creating for you, or I have created, if you're listening to it after it has been created, which will be very much focused around network marketing businesses specifically. And it'll give you a great snapshot to see how well do you have your design, your mindset, or your strategies, and whether they need fine-tuned or overhauled, or are they working well for you? But simply what I mean by the design, you would never dream, would you, of just building a house without having a real clear design of what that would be, where the rooms would be, how many bedrooms, the sizes of them, the layout, and even to the point of where you want to have the plugs, so you can obviously plug in your iPhones and all your wonderful gadgets that we have these days, and also the pub plumbing and stuff. Well, when it comes to our business, we need to really know how we are designing our business for success. And this is where it's so much more than just goal setting. Yes, goals are important and you want to be super specific. You want to have a time, so it's not just this one, you know, someday I'll reach that goal, or in a year's time, because, well, every second time does go, the future arrives. So you want to be super, super specific when it comes to goals. But you also want to make sure that your goals are designed in a way that they actually inspire you. They fit with what's important to you, which is a fancy name for your values. Do they help you to really use your talents and your entrepreneurial superpower? Because really, you could have the exact same business as someone else, but the design could be quite different, you know, between the two people. And that, a lot of it can come down to your personality, your talents, and what's important to you. So just really get yourself thinking, how solid are you in your design? Have I got you thinking? The second part is your mindset. Okay, this is a biggie, because it doesn't matter how clear you are about your design. If you've got the things that's in between your ears and it's not talking to you in the way that you would talk to your best friend, well, yep, it could be holding yourself back as well. And that's why we'll be spending a lot of time bringing some practical tools and techniques to life together, specifically to help you get the design right, but also to really tackle some of those mindset challenges as well. So this could be beliefs that are holding you back. Also, past experiences that you've had, which you're still carrying around like a big, you know, old backpack full of lots of, you know, bad energy. We just need to get rid of that, and I'll show you how we could do that really easily using a number of rapid transformation tools, including stuff from the world of NLP, neuro-linguistic programming as well. So I am also not one of these rah-rah guys just for the sake of being, you know, motivated, because you might know some people, I'm not pointing any fingers here, where you might go, yeah, they're so excited, and you ask them how are things, and they go, yeah, amazing, I'm so pumped up, you know, bring it on, whoop, whoop. But they're going around in circles still. So it's not about just being, you know, having that great mindset for the sake of it. You have to have the right design, so you're actually going somewhere and you're going in the way that you want to get to as well. The last part is your strategies. And this is the things that you do and the things that you don't do every single day to help yourself grow yourself and grow your business as well. So this comes down to how productive you are, how you're using your time, what you're saying yes to and what you're saying no to. How are you actually coming across? What are your daily disciplines? What are the habits, like procrastination? You know, I'll get around to that later. You heard that one before? So really, a lot of this comes down to the way that you can run and grow your business can often be shaped by your personality again. And that's why at the core of everything I do, you know, knowing what your entrepreneurial superpower is really key. And I'll dive into that slightly as well during our mastermind together. So that's kind of the basics. It's the foundations. You need to have your design, your mindset, and your strategies rock solid. And typically, like I said, when I'm coaching my own mentoring clients that I work with on a one-to-one or even on a group basis, whenever they're coming to me with a challenge or a situation, you know, where things aren't going well or they could be better or they're going really well but they want to now take that next step, in the back of my mind, I'm always asking myself the question, okay, how solid is their design, their mindset, or the strategies? Or what is the one or two or three of the elements that we really need to focus upon and actually make the difference around? So, as I said, there's going to be a little extra bonus that I'm going to be sharing with you, and I'm sure you might have already done it, which will be a quiz where you can answer some questions. It'll give you a score to find out what your design, your mindset, your strategies, results are. We'll then bring that together and really help each other to really improve those scores and also make sure that they're consistent. So, for example, that you have that consistent mindset, so it's not like this roller coaster ride that you might have experienced in the past. So, is that something to look forward to? I'm sure you're kind of rubbing your hands in glee and going, bring this on. The second point is you want to make sure that your goals are not outdated. So I don't actually care how long you've been in Arbonne and how long you've been growing your business, whether it's, you know, really new for you or whether you've been here for years. I have been working now with Arbonne business owners for over 5 years, and I know that people do it at different paces. They've got different things in their life that happens and challenges, and some people, you know, they just get going at different points. But the key thing when it comes to where you are now is recognizing you are where you are right now, and where is it that you want to get to now? So whenever you're thinking about goals, it's important to you for you to think about, well, what are my goals right now? Forget what you decided what you wanted to have happen in the past, because we're not there anymore. And this is what I hear all the time with some clients. Just because they've set themselves a goal, maybe 5 years ago or 3 years ago, they kind of feel compelled to just follow and continue to do that, even though they're a different person now. They've had different experiences, they've got different desires, they've got different circumstances. So think about it in a different context. This is like someone that chose to study a particular subject, whether it's at college or university, you know, years ago. And because they made that decision that they wanted to become a X, whatever that X might be, do I mean that label, a teacher, a nurse, a psychotherapist, a business consultant, whatever that might be, okay? They might have decided what that goal was for them. And I know when it comes to then making that transition, especially moving from an employee to an entrepreneur, it can be a bit challenging because you're having to kind of grow into some new skin and having different experiences and having to do different things, like make decisions in a different way. But you need to understand, well, where you were when you made that decision is different from where you are now. So even for me, when I started my earlier career, I wanted to be a HR manager. I always loved helping people. I was a HR manager in Marks and Spencer's, first of all, and then I went to become a regional training manager and a leadership development manager. That were my goals back then, but now they're not my goals. So you can change your goals. So that's a long way of saying, make sure your goals are up to date and ask yourself what's important to you now. Okay. The second one is beware of what I call toxic goals. Okay. Toxic goals are when you hear yourself think or feel or say something like, I'll be happy when... ... I'll be happy when I've got more people on my team. I'll be happy when I'm at this level. I'll be happy when I'll be more confident when, whatever that might be. Whenever you're saying things like that, just be warned that your unconscious mind is listening to you. And it's like a sponge. It's basically just kind of going, right, okay, your wish is my command. So therefore, if you're saying to yourself and your unconscious mind, you'll be happy when you reach a certain thing, well, you're kind of telling yourself that you can't be happy right now. So stop deferring your success, your happiness, your results until something happens in the future. You can still be going, well, I'm happy right now. I'm confident right now as I'm growing my business, as I am growing my team, as I am growing myself in terms of where I am in my Arbonne business. This also applies to other goals and other areas of your life too. But just watch out for those what we call toxic goals, because really, that's when you can literally be miserable. And you don't want to be miserable when you're growing your business, because why? You'll actually not be consistent, you won't enjoy it, you won't have the right energy, people won't be attracted to you because you'll be like miserable. So, you know, it's important that you do get yourself in that state where you're excited, you're recognizing where you are and also where you're going. I'm not saying that it's about burying your head under the sand either, because yes, there might be things that you have to change from what you have been doing if you've not been getting the results. So It is about giving yourself a good talking to at points as well, but it is about going, okay, you can still be happy with where you are, but as long as you've got your eye towards what you want to do as well. So a lot of these are kind of, my seven top tips are all kind of interrelated, I'm sure you'll see, but I just want to give you the key things that I talk to my clients and also that's important that I've experienced myself since kind of being exposed to this world and also as an entrepreneur myself when I've been growing my business. The third one is watch out for strained versus stretched goals. And I'm definitely going to be talking about this more on the mastermind. What's the difference, okay? I am a firm advocate of you do want to push yourself. You do want to get out your comfort zone. You do want to experience new things. But what's the point of staying safe? Do you know what I mean? Well, that's just boring. But you also want to make sure that you give yourself that chance for success and for you to do the doing and make it happen rather than actually scare yourself or just stop doing it or have that start-stop mentality. You with me on that one? So this is where strained versus stretched goals really play a part. A stretched goal is something that you might set yourself and you go, oh, okay, I want to reach a certain number of QV or I want to have a certain number of people that I talk to every single week, whatever that might be, I mean, it'll get to a certain level. If you're thinking about it as a stretched goal, it should feel like you're sitting at the edge of your seat. There is that little bit of butterflies in your tummy going, oh, how's that going to happen? And, you know, so it shouldn't feel like a walk in the park, but there should be that element of kind of, right, bring it on. Yep, let me do it. If, however, it's a strain goal, it will feel like a massive, massive task. And it's kind of like you're sitting with your bottom at the back of the seat and you're kind of more stuck and you're actually kind of feeling overwhelmed or not even having a clue how to make it happen. If you've got your goal set in a way that you're feeling like that, well, the chances are you've set something that's quite strained. Okay, so then what happens is even as you take action, you might get a no, you might get a hurdle that you come across. If you've set it to the point it's so strained, think of it like a pencil or something, okay? And if you're really pulling it, I mean like putting energy and force, it can just snap. And that's why a lot of times people can then just go, that's it. The month is, you know, like we're on, might be to the 10th of the month and you go, that's it. This month is, it's not worth it. I mean, I'll start again next month or you kind of go into that witness protection kind of mode. You with me on that one? So that's kind of a good sign that if it's stretched, stretch is good, but strained can literally kind of snap. So that's like setting yourself a goal. And the word realistic is really important because who can tell you what's realistic? Well, no one. You have to decide what that is for yourself. And there might be some people that are the exception to the rule. But let's say, for example, you are a district manager, okay? And, you know, you're setting yourself a goal to get to, you know, become a regional vice president. If you set yourself a goal to go, well, actually, I want to get there and I want to get there in, let's just make this up and say 2 months' time. But even to maintain your district's been really challenging for you the last couple of months. Can you see how you might not be setting yourself up for success? So yes, it's good to kind of to shoot for the sky and the stars, right? But think about the timescale for you. What do you really want to make happen? Do you want to get there where you're consistent, where you're actually taking action, where you're enjoying it and you're actually, you know, really in there for the long term rather than going all hell and leather for it and then literally burning yourself out, burning other people out, or actually just going, this isn't for me because you've literally strained yourself in that way. So you can only decide on what's realistic, but I am a firm believer of set yourself up for success. And that's what I'll be challenging you to do when we're together on our mastermind. Cool thing about being part of a business like Arbonne is you have got so many amazing people supporting you both inside Arbonne and external to Arbonne, and you've got your sidelines, you've got your uplines, you've got your team, and that's fantastic. I mean, it's like you know a great support network there. But you also just want to make sure that when you're setting your goals, they are your goals. You are your boss. You get to decide what success looks like for you. not what, you know, that may be different for what it looks like for your upline or your sideline or your team member. Does that make sense? So even if you're coaching or leading a member of your team, really ask them, what does success look like for them? Their timescale might be different for you. They might want to go so much faster than you or at a different pace, a bit slower maybe. But you need to recognize that everybody has got different things in their life. They've got different priorities. They've got different desires. They've got a different design. So I really do encourage you to really just be honest with yourself and go, what is my design? And as soon as you own that and own your goal, therefore, it's really in your control. It's not in the control of anybody else. So just check in with yourself and go, is this really my goal? Do you know what I mean? Because otherwise, it's like you're leading someone else's life, which we know it's not really fulfilling in a long-term basis. The next point here, number six, is you want to set your goals to the what you want to make happen, okay? But the thing that can then trip ourselves up is if we can start to really quickly try and trip ourselves over by going, how's it going to happen? How's it going to happen? How's it going to happen? Because quite often, we don't know how it's going to happen. It's like you can't really think about something that's happened amazingly. Do you know what I mean? And when you look back now, you can join the dots backwards. You can say, well, actually, I'm working with this person, my team, and how did I meet them? Well, it's because it was my friend's party that I went to who then had her boyfriend whose sister was there and whatever, right? So you can now look back and join the dots, but it's actually quite hard to join the dots going forward. So instead, focus on what you want to make happen and then take action. And as you're in motion, that's where your unconscious mind, if it's got the clarity in terms of the design it wants, and also it's got winning mindsets, and it's actually using strategies that work for you, well, then what you'll find is you'll become more flexible, you'll become more adaptable, and you'll actually kind of then go, right, what has to happen? You'll start to spot opportunities to help you grow your business in a way that you probably couldn't have even imagined in that way. So that's why just don't get too caught up in the how, because often we don't need to know the how. Yes, there are some strategies, some specifics that are important when it comes to running your business. So, you know, how you do the basics of a opportunity meeting, or if you're doing a business presentation. So that's okay. But what I'm trying to say here is you don't have to actually do step by step by step exactly all the time, because you can often trip yourself up. I'll give you an example here. So I had a client many years ago, and she literally, it wasn't an Arbonne client, she literally kept just going around in circles, because it was very much in her mind is she can only start her business once she has got her website up. And she was a bit of a perfectionist, to say the least. So literally, her goal then became really about getting this website, where actually, because she thought that's how she has to have that for her to grow her business. Well, think about it, okay? That's like opening up a shop in the middle of nowhere and then, you know, spending all your time decorating it and getting all the products in there and then opening the shutters and expecting a flood of people, but you've not done any marketing, you've not told anybody the shop's even going to be there. So even just by me calling her out and saying, I think you're focusing too much on how, do you know what I mean? How the website's going to help you. Instead, who can you still be talking to actually start to work and get clients in that way? And that then allowed her to actually not have that website constrain her, but actually look at what's her business really about. Does that make sense? So whenever you might be kind of catching yourself going, oh, I need to do Facebook Lives, I need to do this, my Facebook page, etc. Well, I'm not saying for any moment that they're not important or they don't fit in a way, but you just want to keep taking a step back and go, okay, what am I trying to achieve here? And what are the many different ways that I can actually make that happen? Because it might just be you pick up the phone or you speak to that person that you can still get that same result compared to if you did a different strategy as well. So just don't get too caught up on the how. Do you know what I mean? The what's a really key thing. The seventh point here is comparison. Just watch out for comparisonitis, okay? And that feeling of, oh, I'm behind, I'm not where I want to be, everybody's doing better than me, etc. Do you know, the only thing it's going to do is drive you mad. Okay, just recognize that you are in your own business growth, and that's all that matters. Yes, you can look at other people and look at them to inspire you to go, right, okay, you know, look how well they're doing, and come on, step up, and I'm going to do this. But you want to make sure, again, it's a bit like your strained and your stretch goals, that it, when you look at that or when you see other people, it doesn't floor you. It doesn't then just take that energy or the winds out of your sails. So instead, just recognize and go, perfect, I'm so happy for them. Do you know what I mean? And make sure you've got that attitude of gratitude rather than a, why is it always them? Why is it not me? Because that's not good karma, and it's not going to help you from an energy point of view either. But instead, just go, okay, let me focus on me being in my lane, okay? I am where I am, and that's perfect for where I am. And all I have to do is consistently grow myself, take action, and focus on what my game is. And that's kind of the key thing. And therefore, you know, that when you look at other people, it's kind of like water off a duck's back in that way. So if you have been feeling that element of I'm feeling behind or it's not quite happening for me, just ask yourself, well, compared to who or compared to what? And that gives you that real kick up the backside again, that actually you're just falling into a bit of comparisonitis there. And just give yourself that shake and go, okay, compared to where I am. Because think about it, if you compare yourself to your journey, that's the real measure. If you're saying to yourself, well, actually, I'm still where I am, but I was there a year ago. Well, that gives you a good measure to go, okay, what needs to change to kind of, you know, your habits, your strategies, or your approach to kind of change your results. Or you might go, well, do you know, I've been doing this for X amount of months or years, and look how far I've come. You know, before I used to never talk to a person that I didn't know about this opportunity, or I would really shake in my boots or my shoes if I was doing a presentation, but now look how far I've come. Just compare yourself to your own journey to either help you recognize your success or also to learn from where you can also continue to grow as well. So there's the 7, but I told you that there's probably another couple. So whilst I've been rabbiting on here, a couple of other things popped into my head. The next one is a bonus one is, watch out for the quality of your questions that you're asking yourself or asking others. So, you know, this is a typically, you know, if you see something that's not quite worked, if you start asking the question of, oh, why did that not work? Why? Do you know what I mean? Why is it working for them and why is it not working for me? It's not really going to help you because you're just going to get stuck in the problem. Instead, ask yourself, well, right, what can I do to change the result? What can I do next time to make it better? What can I learn from this, okay? Therefore, you're priming your mind to actually recognize that, okay, yes, it's not exactly went the way that you may have wanted it to, but you're literally still not going to go forward and you're not going to let it stop you. So just keep an eye on the questions that you're asking, and are they the best quality type of questions in terms of what you can do? Does that make sense? So instead of going, you know, like a classic one I hear is, you know, there's only 5 days until the end of the month and what can I do, you know? But it's like a case of going, okay, perfect. I mean, what are the biggest opportunities I have for me to smash these next 5 days? Can you see? Slightly different question, slightly different energy. And therefore, the question will then determine your answers and the thoughts that spark, and therefore the results that you'll then take, because you'll then be in action rather than just being stuck where you are. And the last one is, just be mindful of that feeling. And I heard it like even them earlier today when I was coaching one of my clients, where they were kind of thinking like, oh, once I solve this problem, I'll be problem free. Okay. But can I let you into a secret? If you're in this game of entrepreneurship and you want to grow your business, you will always have problems. And that's okay. I typically don't like the word problems and I don't use it. I use it more like challenges or opportunities. But think about it, right? So if you were at the earlier stage of your Arbonne business, you might have seen it as being a problem even just having people come up to your to attend a product event, okay? But once you then master that, once you then get confident and take action, then that may no longer be a problem. You then might get to the next quality problem, which is you've got too many people now coming to this venue. We need to find a different venue. Can you see? Still a problem or a challenge, but it's a better quality challenge. You then might get to a point where you're going, how do I now maximise my time? Because I've now got so many people on my team. How do I then give them the support? How do I get them to have a strong start in their business? Well, that's a good quality problem from where you are, but that wouldn't have been a problem when you first started your business. So just recognising that sense of you will always have challenges. If you don't have challenges, I'd be saying to you that you're not pushing yourself enough, or you've still got more to really make happen. You're probably playing too safe. So, you know, embrace that and recognise that in that way. So I hope this has helped you just get your mind kind of whizzing, but also it allows you to take action from what I've shared so far, so that when we're together on the mastermind day, you literally can hit the ground running. And as I say, it will be a really practical day. Okay, I will obviously be sharing lots of things from the front of the room where it'll be like exercises and nuggets and tips and techniques, but I really then want to turn it over to you to work for yourself. So there'll be self-reflection, there'll be chances for you to work with your team and partners and also small groups. So it's not going to be just a come and listen to me all day. It will be a case where you literally can come and step up. So I would encourage you to, even before you come to the mastermind, to really just challenge yourself and think about what do you want to get out of it, so that you can turn around and go, that was one of the best decisions I made to come to that mastermind. And I'll be doing everything I can to help you, as always. So in between then and now, let me know how you get on with this audio training. What was your biggest nugget? And what's even the one thing that you're going to do as a result before we meet on the mastermind? And also, if you haven't already joined the Facebook group, the free Facebook group, then pop on over there. I'm doing a lot more in there. So come over to which is just Rapid Transformation Zone. You could probably just search that in the world of Facebook and find that. I'd love to welcome you there. So until we meet on the 25th of February, have a fantastic day. Really embrace the days that you have, the weeks until we meet. And as always, best wishes. And I'm so excited to be helping you to create the rapid transformations that you need to help you make this year.